Good Thursday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Coalition for Affordable Prescription Drugs. Happy first day of March, the happiest month for college basketball fans. Per usual, it was a whirlwind yesterday in Washington. Let's take the news on order of importance. Hope Hicks, Trump's communications director, is resigning. She made the decision one day after telling the House Intel Committee that she periodically lies for the president. So here's the big question. Who would want the communications director job? Well, it might be tough to convince someone on the outside of 1600 Pennsylvania. The constant drumbeat of investigations could make it a lot less attractive. People on Capitol Hill and in the White House really like Mercedes Schlapp for communications director. She is as traditional an operator as it gets in this White House. A more out-of-the-box choice, Stephen Miller. He survived and thrived with Trump taking his advice on many issues. If not them, this could be a big problem for the White House. They struggled to recruit fresh talent in the West Wing, with the continued drama surrounding the Russia investigation, a wildcard boss who flouts traditional Republican positions and is known to turn on senior-level staff at a whim. It's hard to see the A, B, or even C team of Republican communications operatives looking to make the jump to the White House. Politico reported last night that Hicks gathered staff in Sarah Huckabee Sanders' office last night to announce her plans. Staff applauded her after she finished talking. One Hicks friend described it as, "This was a case of I'm done. Physically, emotionally, just drained. 3 years in that kind of environment is a lifetime." Here's something to watch. We hear tensions between White House Chief of Staff John Kelly's office and Trump's former campaign manager Corey Lewandowski are escalating over his ongoing access and influence over Trump. Sources close to the White House say Kelly's team believes Lewandowski does more harm than good at this point and needs to be cut off. So let's talk about that Trump gun stemwinder for a minute. Since Donald Trump took the White House, he's advocated for universal health care, some immigration policies that are closer to Senate Democrats than Republicans, and now some aspects of gun control that make GOP lawmakers squirm. But remember these two numbers, 60 and 218. Very little of what he said has the 60 votes it needs to pass the Senate and 218 votes it needs to get through the House. People often say, well, Republicans voted for a budget bill after years of talking about deficits, so they'll also roll over on guns. Fine. But the deficit is not an issue that drives voters to the ballot box year after year. The Second Amendment is. You've already seen lawmakers dump all over Trump's suggestion that the government take guns from people without due process. Just wait. Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, and Kevin McCarthy know where their members stand. This stuff will never get anywhere close to the House and Senate floor. Paging Secretary Carson, House Oversight Chairman Trey Gowdy is now seeking answers on allegations of excessive spending and retaliation at HUD. And for those keeping track at home, there could be a big announcement on steel and aluminum tariffs as soon as today, which could have large repercussions on global trade, our colleagues report. And it seems another day, another bad headline for Jared Kushner. The New York Times is reporting that Kushner's family business got huge loans after he met with a private equity firm, Apollo, and Citigroup. Our colleagues Nancy Cook and Andrew Restuccia report that Jared Kushner still attended the senior White House staff meeting yesterday despite his lowered security clearance, but he shifted the discussion to 2020 campaign talk. And here's the latest in the Mueller investigation. The Washington Post is reporting that Special Prosecutor Mueller is investigating the time period last summer when President Trump seemed intent on trying to force Attorney General Jeff Sessions out of office in July. Well, NBC has reported that Mueller is asking if Trump knew about the DNC hacked emails before they were released. And in the juice, we've got a fun spotted. Stedman Graham, Oprah's longtime partner, walked into city center hotspot Centralina. He only stayed a minute and then walked out. Senator Jeff Flake was seen on the New York bound 6 p.m. Acela, rocking Nike runners and an AEI pullover, according to our tipster. And here's what's on Trump's agenda today. The president will host a meeting on school safety in the morning. He will have lunch with Vice President Mike Pence and Defense Secretary James Mattis. And in the afternoon, he will meet with members of the Senate. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.